Welcome to the Retirement Cafe with certified financial planners Dan Reese and Brent Oliver of Avery Wealth Management. At our cafe, we believe your retirement plan should be life-giving and custom-made, just like a hot cup of coffee. On today's show, we want to answer your toughest financial questions. So grab a pencil and maybe a mug. Here in mid-Michigan with an office in Jackson, the Retirement Cafe is open for business.
Welcome to the Retirement Cafe with Dan Reese and Brent Oliver of Avery Wealth, serving all of mid-Michigan. And if you've listened to this show before, you know that it's all about planning for your retirement. And these guys are certified financial planners. My name is Ron Stutz. I get a chance to hang out with them for an hour or so here. And Dan and Brent, how you doing today?
Wonderful. How are you?
Great, Ron.
Just fantastic. And can't wait to get into today's show because we have some really fascinating topics to talk about. Let me just give you a special offer as we get right out of the gate here. Text the word PREP, P-R-E-P, to 555-888. Dan and Brent will be glad to send you the most common retirement mistakes and how to avoid them, a comprehensive guide you can get in the mail. Again, text the word PREP to 555-888, and you'll be on your way to getting that guide. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on in the show. But, you know, you guys have been doing this for a long time, and you know that there are many different types of risk, and a lot of people don't really think about the great majority of these that I'm getting ready to run down here. There are many more risks to guard against in retirement planning than most people realize. And I thought maybe I would throw one at you and you explain how to address these risks in your planning process, how you normally address them when you're talking to your clients or someone who might become a client. First of all, everybody knows about market risk. How do you address that particular issue?
Well, yeah, and I think that's one that people talk about the most often. And unfortunately, most people, when you get to retirement, have to take on some market risk. They don't have enough money where they can put it all in cash and get them through all of retirement. So it's definitely something that we all have to deal with and we have to kind of learn to understand. But what Brent and I find most of the time is this is probably one of the most misunderstood types of risk. And the reason I say that is that so many people think of the market as almost like Las Vegas, like it's a gambling arena. Like it's kind of like, oh, I got lucky. Oh, and I made some money. Or, oh, man, I lost it, just like everybody does. But the truth is, if you really manage your market risk correctly, you can do very well and you can have very good returns without taking on a ton of risk. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people think investing in the market's about picking the right stock or learning when to get in and when to get out at the right time. But the truth is, if you just build a really good portfolio that involves some money in the market, you can do really well. And I did bring up some statistics that I thought were interesting. And this isn't the whole stock market, but this is just the S&P 500, which we see on TV all the time and a lot of people talk about. But what's interesting is if you go all the way back 92 years through the end of last year, 74% of the time, that market over the calendar year made money. And I think that's kind of surprising to a lot of people. Most people think, well, it loses as much as it gains. Only 26% of the time was it down, right? And I think everybody knows, they see the numbers, it averages around 10% over time. But what's really interesting, and this is what gets people into trouble, I think, on average, when the market was up, it averaged about 21%.
Wow.
So that's a pretty big number, right? Yeah. And on average, when it's down, it averaged about 14% down, right? So when you start thinking about market risk, and if you had all your money in stocks, which obviously most of the people that we work with don't have that all their money in stocks, but if you did, there's a big variation there between maybe the good and the bad. And matter of fact, they've got this listed out 5 years when the market was up. These are the top 5 years. The returns were between 40 and 60%.
Whoa.
Wow.
I mean, that's really huge. Most of the years, obviously, they're not that high. The 1 year that it was actually one time down 40 to 60, and I think we remember that.
Yeah,
it was only a few years
that's
ago.
That's right.
But I think the big key to market risk and managing that is understanding, don't make it a game. You know, build good structure, build good discipline for that part of your portfolio that you need to have in the market to reach your goals.
Well, that covers market risk, and of course, everybody knows about that, although some people don't know exactly how much risk they have in their portfolio. But how about interest rate risk? This is one that a lot of people don't even think about.
Yeah, Ron, I think most of the time when someone thinks about this, they're thinking about if they borrow money, you know, so maybe you have a mortgage, hopefully have a fixed mortgage rate in these great rate environment. But if you have a fixed rate, you know, you really don't have any risk. You have a fixed rate. It's going to stay that until you pay it off in 15 or 30 years and you're all set. Or maybe you don't borrow that much. You know, I think that's the kind of risk. What I think this is talking more about is just within a bond portfolio. So if you have a portion of stocks and bonds and cash in your portfolio, what happens to bonds if interest rates move around? So right now we know the interest rates have been extremely low for the last several years and they're creeping up a little bit. So what does that really mean? Well, what I want you to think about is, let's assume that you had a bond, you bought a 10-year bond with a 3% coupon rate, interest rate, okay? And you bought it for $1,000. Well, if the interest rate on that's 3%, what would happen to that bond, do you think, if the interest rates rise up to 4%?
It's probably not worth as much anymore, right?
Right, it's not worth as much. So because somebody could go out and buy a new one today for $1,000 and get a 4% return on it annually, would you go and buy that same one from someone else for $1,000 that only pays 3%?
I'd probably give them less money.
That's right. That's right. So that's actually what would happen. And so that's how it can impact your value of your bonds as you move up and down in interest rates.
Okay, here's another one for you. Inflation risk. This is one that can have a huge effect on your planning and on your retirement years. But again, it's one that a lot of people don't even think about.
You know, it's funny. Inflation risk. I heard this guy talking one day about going someplace. And he said, you know, if I'm going to Florida from Michigan and I'm 1 degree off or 2 degrees off of my direction, by the time I get that distance, yeah, I'm going to be way far off, right? But if I'm only going, you know, a few yards, it's not going to make much difference, right? That's the definition of inflation risk. Like, you've got a long time generally in retirement, and even though inflation might only average around 3%, which doesn't seem like a lot, over a long period of time, it can have a huge impact. And I just ran a couple of quick numbers. I said, think of it this way. If something costs $100 today and it inflated at 3% per year, in 20 years, that same item would cost $180. And you're like, well, yeah, that's kind of impactful. But let's just put it a little differently. Let's say you need $60,000 today to live your life that you want to live in retirement. 20 years from now at 3%, that's going to be up to over $108,000.
Whoa. That's a big difference.
Right? That's a big difference. And I think it's one of those, it's a big killer on retirement plans because so many people just don't factor that in. And especially, you know, I talked to my grandma, I remember before she passed away, and my grandma lived into her 90s. She didn't anticipate that. So when she retired, she had Social Security, a pension, and she had some money in the bank. Well, the money in the bank obviously didn't get a great return because, you know, just like money in the bank doesn't. But so over that lifetime, when she got into her 80s and up to 90s, she's like, boy, what a difference. Because she lived it. She didn't have nearly the extra money that she did when she first retired. But her biggest thing that she said was, I never thought I'd live this long.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting.
You're listening to the Retirement Cafe with Brent Oliver and Dan Reese of Avery Wealth, serving all of mid-Michigan from their office in Jackson. If you'd like to find out more, you can go to retiringradio.com, retiringradio.com. And I'll give you the phone number in a few minutes so you can get in touch with Dan and Brent at their office. We're talking about different types of risk. We've talked about market risk, interest rate risk, and inflation risk. How about tax rate risk? That's a big one too, right?
Yeah, tax rate risk is, it's unbelievable. I mean, really, Dan and I were looking at this earlier today, preparing for the show. It's just, it's really interesting. I mean, tax rates are all over the place historically, right? I mean, they vary so greatly. I mean, we see things, when you go back and look over the tax rates over a period of time, there's periods of time where the tax rates on the highest dollar that you would make, just to illustrate how high tax rates can get, is, this is unbelievable to me, 94%.
So what you're saying is that for every dollar you earn in that bracket, they keep 94.
Yeah. Well, you get six, though, Dan, so don't feel so bad.
Well, that's good.
Right?
Okay.
Right?
So I get something.
That was in World War II time, you know, and so real high income earners, their highest dollars were taxed that high. And so you're thinking, well, that's a long time ago. That's not going to happen again, right? Well, if you go back even to the 60s and 70s, this is another part that is unbelievable. There were 33 tax brackets Whoa. In the 60s and 70s, and they ranged anywhere from 14 to 70%.
I've never heard that. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's remarkable, isn't it? So when you look at that, 14 to 70% was that you would fall somewhere in there. So some of your dollars would be taxed at 14, and if you made a lot of money, up to 70% of your income. That's in the 60s and 70s. Today we're around 10 to 37% is what your income is taxed at, depending on how much money you make. So you can see we're historically low right now compared to what it has been at other periods of time. And so when you're going into retirement or preparing for retirement, hopefully you're doing this as you're accumulating wealth through while you're working. What do we know? Most people in retirement draw on Social Security. Maybe you have a pension, maybe not. And then it's the money that you've put into your 401k and 403bs. Those are all taxable in one way or the other. And so how much you're going to pay in income tax is a huge risk. If it's going up, it can be significant.
Well, and I think of, too, like at required minimum distributions at 70 and a half. If you've accumulated a lot of money here and all of a sudden we have that tax change.
Yes.
Where are those rates get a lot higher? I mean, it could be huge. Right. Like you can't even imagine the dollars. So.
All right, that's tax rate risk, and we kind of talked about this one a little earlier. People saying, gee, I didn't know I was going to live this long. Longevity risk, that's a big one too.
Yeah, Ron, I've got some, I think, pretty good numbers on this. I actually found them on the Social Security website because they've got some good numbers in their benefits planner area for life expectancy. But it's interesting. I think most people see this like, oh, you know, if you're born in the U.S. today, if you're a man, you're supposed to live, or your life expectancy, I should say, not supposed to live, that's a lot different, to 76, and women to 81, right? So I'm like, hey, that's pretty interesting. That's not really that long when you think of people, how many people we have that are a lot older than that. But then you start digging a little deeper, and what you find is when you reach 65, now all of a sudden, the average life expectancy for a man is 84.3, and a woman's 86.6, and you're like, oh. Well, remember what happened. You've already lived past a lot of the things that people may have died from, right? So your overall life expectancy stretches out further. But here's where it gets really interesting. A quarter of the people reaching age 65, 25%, will live past 90.
Wow.
I mean, that is a huge number.
That is a big number.
And one out of 10, so 10% of people reaching 65 today will live past 95. And Brent found an interesting website because what they talked about is life expectancy is an average.
Right. So if, say your life expectancy at a certain period of time, say it was 83 years. We'll just use that as an example. That doesn't mean that your probability is 50%, or your probability of living beyond that is well above 50%. So your life expectancy might be 83 years, but the probability to live beyond that might be over 70%.
Right.
Right. It's just, it's weird. So you can't, the whole idea behind this is you certainly don't want to plan for what your life expectancy is, right? I mean, you better be planning to live well beyond that.
Yep. You've really got to plan for longer than that to be successful and be safe. And so that's why we talk so much about getting a second opinion. Because a lot of these risks that we just talked about, you have them. Like as an investor, as somebody preparing for retirement, every one of these is going to affect your situation. And so we offer the second opinion that really gives you an opportunity to come in and really identify where you are today, where you want to be, and any of the gaps involved. And these are a lot of the gaps that we see, these risks that have not been addressed appropriately. And so when we do that, you're going to actually have one of three outcomes that's going to occur. The first outcome that we hope for everyone is that you're doing everything right and you get a pat on the back and we'll send you on your way and say you are in really good shape for retirement. The second is that you have some gaps that you need to address, but maybe we're not the best fit to help you do those things. And so in that case, we're going to get you referred to somebody that would be a good fit to make sure those things are taken care of. And lastly, a situation where you have some of those gaps and we'd be a good fit to help you. Now remember, if you've probably heard us say on the show before, we want to be able to add substantial value to families that we work with. So if we can do that, we'll take you through our full wealth management process. And during that, we'll make sure that we address all of your major gaps and get you pointed in the right direction so you can have great success.
Dan Reese and Brent Oliver at Avery Wealth. That's who you're listening to today, and we certainly appreciate your listening to the show. 517-759-5027 is your number to call if you'd like to arrange a time to come in and have a conversation with these guys. Maybe get a second opinion. Maybe you're working with another advisor, or maybe you just want another look with some fresh eyes on what you have. 517-759-5027. 5027. Maybe you don't have a plan at all, and it's time to get one started. 517-759-5027. That'll put you in touch with Avery Wealth. Remember, the team will reach out to you, and you can be on your way. There's more coming up on today's edition of the Retirement Cafe.
When you reflect on your life, what would you like to see as your fondest memories? Summers at your favorite vacation spot? Ice cream with the grandkids after their first t-ball game? Maybe it was your great adventure across the world or volunteering with a local nonprofit. Of course, those memories are still in the future, although they're not as far away as you might think. Be sure you have a financial plan to make them happen. Don't find yourself worrying while enjoying that ice cream. Peace of mind is attainable in your retirement. With the proper planning, you can secure a meaningful retirement. At Avery Wealth, we can help you make those dreams a reality. Schedule your visit with our team today. Call 517-759-5027. That's 517-759-5027. We want to make memories with you. Get started by calling 517-759-5027. That's 517-759-5027. At Avery Wealth, we believe that financial planning is paramount for creating a meaningful and satisfying life. Money isn't ultimate, but it's a valuable tool that can be used to create the future you want. Make sure you, not your finances, are determining your future. Schedule your visit with the team at Avery Wealth today by calling 517-759-5027. That's 517-759-5027.
The Retirement Cafe is a place for relaxation and education about the financial world. How do those two things go together? We believe education leads to financial peace of mind. So stick around for more with Dan Reese and Brent Oliver.
Welcome back to the Retirement Cafe. Ron Setz here along with Dan Reese and Brent Oliver of Avery Wealth. They are your certified financial planners in mid-Michigan, serving you from their office in Jackson. And they have a special offer for you. We always talk about this on the show. It's so important to get a good idea of where you are and the questions that you need to ask about getting ready for your retirement. It's so important as well to have a plan in place. These guys can help. First step, text the word PREP, P-R-E-P, to 555-888. That's PREP to 555-888. Dan and Brent will send you the most common retirement mistakes and how to avoid them. That's a comprehensive guide. They'll send it to you in the mail. It's important to prepare properly for retirement, and the team at Avery Wealth will help with that mission. Just text the word PREP, P-R-E-P, to 555-888. Then click on the link that they'll text back to you, put in your information, and they'll mail the guide right away. Text PREP to 555-888. Economic and demographic statistics. We're going to talk about some numbers here today. And I wonder if you guys will give me your initial gut reaction when you hear these statistics, some of which are kind of alarming and shocking to me. What implications do they have for you and your clients? Okay, you ready to go?
Sure, yeah.
Only 22% of people in their 50s describe themselves as very confident that they will have enough money in retirement. That's not good.
No, Ron, that's not good. But unfortunately, my gut is not, I'm not surprised by that at all. I think there's probably quite a few people out there, unfortunately, that shouldn't be very confident. Maybe they just haven't done enough at this point to be very confident. So maybe they haven't saved enough, or maybe they haven't begun to plan and so on. So that's the bad part of it. The good part of it is I think there's probably some people outside of that 22% that are maybe in a really good spot, but they just don't know that they're in a good spot. They just haven't gone through the process of putting a plan together and seeing what it looks like. Maybe they've been really, really good savers, but they're still not confident that it's going to work out. And we see that quite a bit, actually, with a lot of the people that come in to see us, where they've been good savers. They've done the right things to that point, but they've never really stress test their plan. They've never looked at it under all types of different scenarios. What would happen if the market goes down significantly? What would happen if somebody passed away prematurely? What would happen under all of these different circumstances? And that's why it's so very important to go through those steps and meet with a qualified advisor that can work on your plan and make sure that it's going to work for you in the long run.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, Ron. Brent and I talk a lot about the things that people don't know they don't know.
Yes.
And we have a very, it's kind of funny, but because we've been doing this so long, but we still have a question list we go through with all new families because we don't want to miss anything. But one of the things that happens every single time is we hear, I never thought of that. It's every single time. And so to get prepared for retirement, that's a huge issue. You need to make sure that you're thinking about all these issues that you may really not fully understand yet.
Well, we've touched on this one already in today's show, and that is the fact that the average 65-year-old woman has a life expectancy of 20 more years. That is a lot of retirement years right there.
Well, and that's the average. Like we just talked about a few minutes ago, you have a much higher probability than that of living longer than 20 years, right? Right. So the things that I think about right away is you better have a plan that really adjusts your income for inflation as you get older, because if not, you're not going to be living the lifestyle that you hope you will, because the reality is you're not going to be able to buy as much stuff as that inflation kicks in. The other thing is, you know, and as you get older, and we've seen this a lot, there's a really high probability you're going to need some help with things that you do currently for yourself. And it might be mowing the grass, it might be shoveling, it might be pulling weeds in the garden. Right. I mean, who knows? There's all kinds of different things. It could be cleaning the house. But you need to keep in mind that if you're going to live this long life, you better set aside some money for some of these contingencies for help around the house. And lastly, is your house going to work for you long term? Because we see it all the time. If you're in a two-story home or maybe your laundry room's in the basement, that can cause some really big problems as you age and you get older, and it's not as easy to use stairs, or it might legitimately be a real hazard. Because as we get older, we know sometimes our balance isn't as good. So, you know, falling down stairs, it could be a really huge hazard for someone. So you really need to think through those things. And it's great if you can think through them when you're a little younger, because it might be a lot easier to make some changes or adjustments to your planning at that point.
We're talking about some huge numbers of folks who fall into that category, 65 plus, and it's only going to get higher year after year after year. 13% of our country's population right now is over the age of 65.
That's right. It's a big number of our population is in that 65 plus. And like you said, Ron, that's only going to keep getting bigger and bigger each year. There's all kinds of statistics that we see out there. I looked it up. Currently, there's just under 46 million people that fall into that category.
Wow.
Of 65 and plus. By the year 2050, this is amazing, 98 million. So to more than double between now and in 2050.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. And so you can see where a lot of information, some of it's misinformation, we believe, where there can be some problems that could arise with Social Security, Medicare. You can certainly see how it's going to impact your ability to get quality health care. I mean, there's not enough qualified people, doctors, nurses, and so on right now. I mean, as a population in that 65 plus continues to grow, you can see that's going to be a big problem. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So I think it's not going to change anytime soon.
Well, I feel like a statistician sitting at mid-court, watching a basketball game here, because I got lots of numbers. But think about this one. The average retiree is going to spend $218,000 on out-of-pocket medical expenses over the course of their retirement. And if there are two of you living together, I mean, you got to double that. That's a huge amount of money.
It's incredible how much money can be spent on health care. And I honestly think that's one of the huge gaps that most families face, is they really haven't thought this through. How are we going to pay for everything from, you know, just our basic Medicare premium, supplements, prescription coverage, out-of-pocket things where you need some help? But one of the things that we always look at when we're doing planning is, where are you going to get the money from? So, you know, one of the challenges is you're either going to take it out of your current income, which is going to likely cut into what you're doing with it to begin with, or you're going to have to take additional money from your retirement accounts. And if you have to do that, you've got tax issues more than likely, because that's all pre-tax money. So if you increase your income from there, it could push into another bracket. You could have a lot of issues with how much you actually need to take out to get each dollar of additional money to spend. But even more than that, when you start looking at these costs, if you do much research on this, you'll find that a lot of times, much of this comes very quickly. So if that $218,000 on average, you know, people think, oh, I can spread that out over my 20 years or 25 years. It doesn't really work that way normally. Normally, you have some kind of health care occurrence or need where you eat up a lot of that money very quickly. So you have to figure out how would you manage that if that occurs to you, you know, if that happens. And, you know, one of the things that we thought about a little bit is you may want to even consider a reverse mortgage line of credit for those types of costs, because if you do a little research on those, and not everyone can do it, there's lots of hoops you have to jump through, but they have one that allows you to have a line of credit that grows each year that you really don't use until you need it. You know, if you have that available, that can really help you, because getting at that money, generally speaking, is tax-free. So you don't have any tax issues with it, and it can really be helpful paying those expenses when they come up.
Okay, I have another statistic for you, and this may be the scariest one of all when you really stop and think about it. 81% of retirees say that a retirement plan is very important. They realize that, you know, it's a good thing, and you should do it. Yet only 18% actually have one. That's really kind of scary.
That is really scary. I think it's scary that only 81% think it's important, but it's really scary that only 18% have it. Yeah. So I agree. And, you know, we talk about this sometimes on the show, and that's part of the difference between advanced planning and investment planning, right, Dan? I mean, yeah. we talk about that all the time on the show. A lot of places you'll go will manage your investments. They probably do a really good job of it, but they don't go that extra step to do advanced planning. And as a matter of fact, there's been some research that's done, so I'm surprised 18% actually have a plan, because there's only about 7% of advisors in the country that really do true advanced planning. Mm. And so Dan and I were talking about this earlier, and it's really similar. I think the reason why that is that it's kind of like men going to the doctor.
Let's not talk about that.
No one wants to go. We're always picked on because we don't want to go to the doctor. So I looked this up, Ron, because I knew how much you wanted some more statistics.
He wants feedback.
That's right. We
got give me
statistics.
The numbers.
So this is interesting. So men who are not going to the doctor on a regular basis, 22% of them say it's because they're too busy.
Right.
Okay. My guess is that those 22% really fall into these next two categories.
Okay.
One, they're afraid to find out something's wrong, 21%, and 18% are uncomfortable with the exams.
Yeah.
Right? So they don't want somebody looking under the hood. And I get that, but I think it's really, really similar to what we're talking about today, is that people don't want to go into see an advisor, maybe because they're not sure that they've done well. And we've already talked about that on the show. Some people who don't think they've done enough have really done a really good job, right? Or maybe they're afraid that somebody's going to tell them they can't retire or that they're not in a good situation. And we always want to make sure that you know that you're informed, so that if changes need to be made, that you can do that. Or if there's gaps, like we always talk about in your plan, that you can do that. And that's really why we offer our second opinion service. And so, as Dan talked about earlier, what our second opinion service is, we just have you into the office and we ask you some questions and kind of try to determine where you are today, where you want to be, and if there's any gaps in your plan. And so what will result of that is three outcomes. One, hey, you're doing perfect. You're in a great spot. You're doing all the right things. And you kind of get a pat on the back knowing that somebody else is taking a look at it, and you have the peace of mind of knowing that you're doing all the right things. Two, maybe there's some changes. You have some gaps in your plan that need to be addressed, and maybe we're not the right firm to do that, and we'll point you in the right direction and get you to somebody who can help you. And then the third is, we believe that we can bring significant value to your situation, and we would proceed to go on with what we call our advanced planning.
You're listening to Dan Reese and Brent Oliver of Avery Wealth. 517-759-5027 is your number to call if you'd like to come in and have a conversation. I mean, heck, you may be in better shape than you think you are. A lot of people walk out of the office with a renewed sense of energy because they've done a good job planning. Maybe you haven't put together a plan at all, and maybe you just need a second opinion, a fresh set of eyes. 517-759-5027. That's a number to make it happen. That'll put you through to Avery Wealth in Jackson. 517-759-5027. You can arrange a time. Just leave your contact information there, and you can arrange a time to come in and have a conversation face to face. No pressure, no obligation. It's not going to cost you anything for this initial get together, but I promise you it's going to be very informative. 517-759-5027. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Dan Reese and Brent Oliver of Avery Wealth, your certified financial planners. We'll be back with more on today's edition of the Retirement Cafe.
Did you know that Dan Reese and Brent Oliver offer a complimentary Get Acquainted meeting where you can learn more about what they can do for you? The goal is to determine whether you might be a good fit for each other. That's because the folks at Avery Wealth are all about building long-lasting relationships. They aren't offering you a slick sales pitch or a get-rich-quick approach to retirement. Instead, Dan and Brent offer a simpler approach to investing. It's based upon your goals, and their strategies are tailored to your needs. To find out more about their unique planning process, call 517-759-5027. That's 517-759-5027. Lots of important conversations happen over coffee. Talks about marriage, career decisions, where to live, and many more. At Avery Wealth Management, we believe your finances is one of the most important topics you can discuss. That's why we want to discuss your situation over a cup of coffee. Come in for a visit. Let us serve you and learn about your financial situation. Give us a call today at 517-759-5027. That's 517-759-5027.
A retirement plan is like a good cup of coffee. It puts you at ease, and it gives you the energy necessary to face what lies ahead. So let us brew you a fresh financial plan. Just keep listening to The Retirement Cafe.
You're listening to The Retirement Cafe. We appreciate you being with us today. Dan Reese and Brent Oliver with the radio show, The Retirement Cafe. It helps you get ready for retirement, or at least let you know the things that you need to think about before your retirement. A lot of people who don't have any kind of a plan at all, if you fit into that category, then text the word PREP to 555-888. That is PREP, P-R-E-P, to 555-888. And you can get some information that you need. The most common retirement mistakes and how to avoid them is a comprehensive guide. Dan and Brent will send it to you in the mail. It's important to get ready in the proper way for retirement. You want to optimize all your opportunities. The team at Avery Wealth will help you with that mission. Just text the word PREP, P-R-E-P, to 555-888. Then click on the link that they'll text back to you. Put in your information, and they will mail the guide right away. Just text the word PREP to 555-888. Fascinating topics on today's show. And of course, this show is all about money and how much you need to get ready for retirement so that you can live a comfortable retirement and have peace of mind, not have to lie awake at night wondering about if you're going to outlive your money. That's a scary thing. Nobody wants to be involved with that. When we talk about the three qualities of money that we want in our portfolio, what are those three qualities that we're talking about? Who wants to take that one?
Well, I'll take that, Ron. I think that we certainly want growth, right? We need to make sure that we have growth. We want safety, and we want liquidity. We want to be able to get the money when we need it. So, I mean, when you think about those, growth would be some of the things that we've talked about on the show today. We want to make sure that we're fighting against inflation, you know, as Dan talked about. And he also talked about, you know, the longevity risk, living well beyond what you anticipate you're going to live on. You need to have growth in your portfolio to make sure that that happens. Safety, we obviously, everybody wants safety. I mean, what you want is as much growth as you can with all the safety in the world, but that doesn't really exist as we know. So you want to make sure that you have some of your money set up so that it's safe, so that in the event that the market is going down, especially when you're taking income from from your portfolio. The last thing we all want to do is, when the market's going down, pulling money out of there to live on. So we want to make sure that we have some of it safe. And then we need some liquidity in there as well, so that, again, when we need income, because as we know, your income in retirement is, cash flow is king in retirement, as we always talk about. So you need to make sure that you have some assets set aside that are liquid so that you can get at those quickly and easily.
Yeah, and set aside being the key word there, or key term, because you don't have to have all your money in liquidity. Now, that's not really practical, but you do have a certain amount in order to get by if you have some kind of an emergency or some kind of a major expense. You need to be able to get to some of your money, certainly not all of it.
Yeah, generally that's exactly the case.
What is the best single investment that achieves all three of those qualities at once?
Well, that's a great question, Ryan. I'm going to tell you. Obviously, there's not a single investment that fits all those. And I think that's what's so difficult in the world today. And I think that's where people run into a lot of problems, because Brent kind of made a comment. Obviously, we want to get all this great growth with as much safety as we can get. Because really, when you look at retirement, we know the number one goal for most successful families is to preserve what they have, right? Mm-hmm. Not take a ton of risk where they can lose it all, because then all their security is gone instantly. So when you think about it, I think this is where people get sold things that are really inappropriate oftentimes, because they are looking so hard for that. And what's the thing, Ron? You know, if you look for something hard enough, you can usually find it, even though it might be not exactly what you think you're looking for, right, if that makes some sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, so you really have to be careful, because to be honest, when you build out a really great retirement portfolio, it's going to involve a lot of different things, and it's going to involve specific investments that deal with safety and security. It's going to involve specific investments that are really designed for growth. And obviously, when you look at that, it has to have a certain level of liquidity so you can get at money quickly if you have that healthcare emergency or whatever might come along in life. And so really what it comes down to is the old thing of, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Diversification matters. Really having a structured investment approach that's going to allow you to have the balance that you need, because, you know, you'll hear us talk a lot about balance, and this is no different. You really have to have balance across these different types of money, if you will, in order to get the growth you need, have the security you need, and really fulfill all the goals that are important to you throughout your retirement.
Well, it was kind of a dumb question I asked you there, the best single investment. Obviously, there's not one that achieves all those three qualities at once, but can you give some examples of different investments that achieve different qualities? First of all, for cash would be good for safety and liquidity, but it has some drawbacks as well.
Yeah, I mean, and we've talked about that some, you know, keeping up with inflation. I mean, that's, and making sure that you have enough to live if you have longevity. I mean, cash would really, if you have too much cash, it would put you at risk for that. And Ron, you talked about it. I mean, there's certainly a need for cash. I mean, we need to make sure that we have cash so that we can pay our monthly bills, or we need to make sure that we have sufficient emergency funds and things like that. But you don't want to be so cash heavy that you can't pay for your living expenses moving down the road, right? We need to make sure that we have other things like stocks or bonds or mutual funds and different things like that, because those are going to provide us with what, Dan, the growth that we need,
the long, right? That balance.
Yeah, just as you were talking about. So we need to have a balance between those things. Some people, maybe annuities can be appropriate from time to time, and those are going to give you, they give you some growth and some safety, but what's the big trade-off on that one?
Yeah, you lose your liquidity.
Right.
So there's that. There's the three. You can't get all three.
So you can't get them all three, and real estate's very similar in that way. You know, you can experience some growth. There can be safety, not always, as we experienced back in 2008. Real estate got hit very difficult, but that's why, right? Because people were trying to sell it and it wasn't very liquid. So those are some different investments, Ron, and what they provide for you.
Yeah, and I think really what it's interesting as you go through some of those things, that's what we were talking about. So many things in life, something on its own can provide some value, right? But when you start combining different things together appropriately, you can get, what's that, synergy, right? That's a good, I like that word synergy, because it really takes into consideration that you can actually get a little bit more benefit when you combine things, then you can get individually in different things. And that's the great lesson of, you know, what we're talking about today.
Do you find there are people who often put too much emphasis on one quality over the others?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I mean, if most people are risk averse, meaning, you know, they don't enjoy risk. I mean, Brent and I joke around. You've heard us on the show before say, boy, if we could find that 7% 10-year CD, wouldn't life be great, right? Because you just know it's going to go up at 7% every year with no risk, right? And I shouldn't say no, because everything does have some risk, even the bank, or, you know, there could be lots of things that come up. But the point is that I think overall people tend to focus on safety or security is the most out of those three things. And, you know, one of the things we always talk about is really understanding what your needs are. And that's one of the most difficult things about retirement planning, because you have to understand that you need some money in the market. We talked about it earlier. You need to get some growth over and above inflation. There's other things that might help some with that, but really there's not a substitute that we found, you know, to manage that long-term growth. So most people, they have so much fear about that they have a hard time putting that in there. The other thing we see when they focus on security so much is they tend to put things like in a silo. So they'll look at their bank account and it's all warm and fuzzy.
Right.
Like, oh, it's so safe. Cash. It never goes down. I love it. Cash is warm and fuzzy. Then they look at maybe if they've got an account with some stocks in it, it's really scary to them because they see that volatility. But we always try to counsel people on is let's put them together and see what they look like. So now it doesn't look as scary, right? Because your overall balance, when you total everything up, doesn't move as much. But, you know, I really recommend as you look at your retirement plan and your investment plan, you really have to find a way to look at everything holistically, everything together, not separately, to get a better feel for what your true risk level is. And really, if you have the balance, you need to have long-term success. And that's really what's most important. You know, and as we talk about on the show every week, that's really why we have a second opinion service, because we've found through years of doing this that most people have a really hard time doing that. And we actually have software, I think, that does a great job. We're able to put all your holdings in and you could see really what you look like, how much you have in liquidity, how much you have in secure things, and how much maybe you have in growth areas. And with that second opinion, really what the goal is to really help you identify where you are today, where you'd like to be, and any of those gaps that are involved. And then once you identify the gaps, you know, really you're going to have one of three outcomes that's really going to allow you to make progress and move forward. And the first one is you don't have any gaps, and that's the ideal situation. I will tell you it's difficult because of all the things we talk about, most people do have some gaps that they need to address. The second one is that you have some gaps, but, you know, there's something that maybe we wouldn't be a good fit to fix, and so we would get you referred over to somebody that would really be a good fit for you to take care of those things and really get you pointed in the right direction there. And the third one is you've got gaps and it's an area where we can really add substantial value for you. So in that case, we're going to take you through our wealth management process, really get your investment straight, dig into the advanced planning so you can really have great success throughout retirement.
517-759-5027. 517-759-5027. That is the number to call to get you in touch with Avery Wealth. If you like the things that Dan and Brent are saying on today's show, if you are sitting there thinking, gee, these guys make sense, I need to get on the ball, I need to do something about my retirement planning, that is the number to call to get it all started. 517-759-5027. That's 517-759-5027. Avery Wealth, of course, is in Jackson, serving all of mid-Michigan. And if you are, especially if you find yourself in the red zone, the years leading up to your retirement, and you're just about there, and you want to live the kind of retirement that you've always dreamed of having during all those working years, then call that number. Very important. 517-759-5027. The name of this show is The Retirement Cafe. I'm Ron Stutz, and I get the opportunity to hang out with Dan Reese and Brent Oliver for a while in this show, and we hope you will come right back. There's more coming up after this.
When you reflect on your life, what would you like to see as your fondest memories? Summers at your favorite vacation spot? Ice cream with the grandkids after their first t-ball game? Maybe it was your great adventure across the world or volunteering with a local nonprofit. Of course, those memories are still in the future, although they're not as far away as you might think. Be sure you have a financial plan to make them happen. Don't find yourself worrying while enjoying that ice cream. Peace of mind is attainable in your retirement. With the proper planning, you can secure a meaningful retirement. At Avery Wealth, we can help you make those dreams a reality. Schedule your visit with our team today. Call 517-759-5027. That's 517-759-5027. We want to make memories with you. Get started by calling 517-759-5027. That's 517-759-5027.
Whether you're settling in to study or on the go, make sure you stop by the Retirement Cafe. We're dishing up our freshest financial advice to prepare you for retirement.
Welcome back to the Retirement Cafe. Ron Stutz along with Brent Oliver, Dan Reese, Avery Wealth. They are your certified financial planners, and we do this show every week in order to help you get ready for retirement. Best thing for you to do, a starting point here, if you don't have a good plan in place, or if you just need some brushing up, you want to assess where you are, then text the word PREP, P-R-E-P, to 555-888. That's PREP to 555-888. Dan and Brent are going to send you the most common retirement mistakes and how to avoid them. That's a comprehensive guide. You'll get it in the mail. It's important to get ready in the proper way for retirement, and the team at Avery Wealth will help you. Just text the word PREP, P-R-E-P, to 555-888. Click on the link that they'll text back to you, put in your information, and they will mail the guide right away. Again, text the word PREP, P-R-E-P, 555-888. That's all you got to do. Dan Reese and Brent Oliver again, and it's time to check the mailbag. We have some great questions. First of all, from Ben in Brooklyn. Ben says, I want to retire when I'm 55, which is 6 years away. So it doesn't take a genius to figure out that he's 49 now, I guess. What should I be doing for the next decade to put myself in a position to do that?
I love this question, Ben. Thanks for sending it in. That's an ambitious goal, so I hope you're able to do that. There's a few things that I really think that you should be thinking about in your plan, and a lot of them are some of the very things that we've talked about throughout the whole show today. So the first thing that you should be considering is you should look at where you're saving your money. So a lot of people are saving in tax-deferred accounts, and there's some limitations on when you can get your money out. There are some ways that you can do it at 55, but you want to really at 59 and a half is when you are no longer penalty-free in most cases. And so I would say one of the things that you should do is make sure that you have different buckets of money. So maybe save some after-tax money very, very aggressively over the next 6 years to help yourself out. We've talked quite a bit about healthcare on the show today as well. And so you'll be 10 years from Medicare being able to kick in. So you're going to want to make sure that you have a really sound plan for how not only how you're going to handle healthcare after 65, but before 65, because that's going to be, I can tell you from experience, and Dan and I've talked with a lot of people who have retired early like that, it's very expensive if you don't have healthcare coverage moving forward. The other thing is, you know, from a cash flow standpoint, you're 7 years at 55 before you can consider turning on Social Security. And at 62, a lot of times that is not the best time to turn it on, not in all cases, but a lot of times. And so you're going to want to make sure that you can bridge that gap between 55 and when you do turn on Social Security. And then the biggest thing, and this is the last one I have for you, Ben, is that we've talked a lot today about inflation risk and longevity risk. And so those are things that you really need, especially when you're going to retire at 55, you really need to make sure that the plan that you're putting together not only works when you're 55 or 65, but when you're 95 years old, you need to make sure that it still works, because hopefully you're going to live that long, happy, stress-free life if you're retiring at 55, but there's going to be a lot of stress if you don't plan it out right up front.
Okay, we got another question here. Thank you very much, Ben, for sending in a question from Brooklyn. And our next question is from Charles in Charlotte. And Charles says, employees at my company have the opportunity to buy shares of stock in the company at a significant discount. Now, is this something I should take advantage of?
Charles, that's also a really good question. That's a unique question. We haven't had that on the show. And it's interesting because that is something that we're seeing more and more often, different types of stock options, some awarded for service, some basically in a way that you can buy them every so often based on years of service. And there is a lot that goes into this decision. So I don't want to make it too simple in my response. I'm really going to encourage you to give us a call and maybe get into this a little more deeper so we can fully understand your situation. But the first thing you have to look at when you're buying company stock is, number one, obviously, is the company in decent financial shape? But after that, is there a requirement of how long you have to keep it? You know, if it's something that you can buy at a deep discount and sell it relatively quickly, well, that's kind of a no-brainer because you can make, you know, immediate money on it, then turn around and diversify it maybe into a more a different type of portfolio. But if it is something you have to hold a long time, then, of course, there's a lot of other decisions that come into play there, because there can be a lot more risk. Because as you know, if you listen to the show for very long, you know, individual stocks can carry a tremendous amount of risk versus the market as a whole. The other thing, when you start looking at any type of investment decision, we really encourage you to think about how it fits in with your overall plan. Is this, you know, are you funding your other accounts appropriately? Are you putting yourself in a situation where you're going to be in good shape for retirement? Because, you know, that's always the first thing. Put yourself in a good long-term spot and then give yourself the options to do some of these other things that come up and are available. And so I hopefully that helps a little bit, Charles, with some things to think about. But like I say, yeah, it sounds like it'd be a pretty good deal, but just definitely check on how long you'd have to hold that stock once you purchase it.
All right, good questions today from Ben and Charles so far. Now let's go to Margaret in Manchester. And Margaret says her husband wants to pay off either their house or their rental property just so that they'll have something paid off. She says, we have enough in our money market account to pay off one of these, but I prefer seeing a lot of money in that account just in case we need it for something. Who's right? You guys want to jump in the middle of this?
Margaret, I don't want to tell you who's right. I think that sounds like a bad conversation to get into personally. But it's interesting that you're thinking about this, because these are, you know, Brent and I talk about how important cash flow is in retirement. And so when you have the opportunity to pay off a property, that can give you a really good feeling. You're like, oh boy, no more payments and all that. But I would tell you that you really need to take a step back, because you know, one of the things, I see one of them's a rental property, and the first thing that came to mind is contingency funds for things that might go wrong with the rental, right? Repairs that you need to make, or if you lose a renter for a little bit. You know, in those cases, it sure is nice to have a big nest egg in the bank account to be able to cover those things when they jump up and occur. But really, the bigger picture is understanding, how does everything fit together? So I want to just take a minute and talk about planning. So as an example, if everything else is good, if your cash flow is good, if your retirement accounts are properly funded, if you've got a lot of extra money in the bank, I could fully see, you know, wanting to pay one of those properties off. But if those things aren't all set, then I would say, well, wait a minute, is this really going to be a wise decision? Because, you know, one of the things that we always tell people, you know, it's nice to make payments ahead on properties, but one of the things you find out in a hurry is the bank doesn't care. Like if you haven't paid it off completely, they will still want their money next month. So if you used all your money, for example, to pay off the rental, and then your home mortgage payment was due next week or next month, and you don't have the money, guess what's happening? You know, they're right. Coming back to get your home. So you need to think through those issues. The other thing too, interest rates, with how low they are today, sometimes it doesn't make sense to pay things off even though it feels really good. So Margaret, I want you to kind of think through some of those things and say, hey, do I have good interest rates on our house? Hey, do I maybe not have as much cash as I'd like if I used all that up? And, you know, is everything else in order? And as you start going through those issues, I think you could start making a lot better decision on whether it makes sense to pay off one of those properties. But like I mentioned earlier to Charles, I think in your case, before you do anything, I would highly recommend, give us a call. Let's sit down and go through it in a little more detail so we can give you better advice, because this is one of those things that Brent and I run into quite a bit, that it's really a challenging question as to whether to use that money or not use that money. And I mentioned some of the big important factors to consider as you're making that decision.
If you'd like to get in touch with Dan and Brent and have a conversation about all of these things related to retirement and getting ready for it, call 517-759-5027. That's 517-759-5027. That'll put you in touch with Avery Wealth, serving all of mid-Michigan from their office in Jackson. The website address, by the way, is retiringradio.com. That's retiringradio.com. And once again, that number is 517-759-5027. That'll put you in touch with the certified financial planners who can help you get ready for your retirement. Make sure you have the kind of retirement that you've always wanted to have. Guys, it's been fun being with you today, and I feel as if there are a lot of listeners out there who are going to reach out and get in touch.
Yeah, Ron, I hope you have an awesome week.
Yeah, thanks, Ron.
Join us again next week for the next edition of the Retirement Cafe with Dan Reese and Brent Oliver of Avery Wealth.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before taking any action. Avery Wealth, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm.